No, I was thinking about Donald Trump and him being reelected. And one of the things that hit me, I said, what is he going to do on day one? And I think the first thing Donald Trump needs to do is close the border immediately. And the reason why I say it is because we're catching people from other countries that are crossing the southern border in America to get to America. And that's how bad it's gotten. And a lot of these legal immigrants, I know people call migrants, a lot of these illegal immigrants, they're coming to American cities and towns. And if you turn on the news, some of these folks are the ones committing all of these heinous crimes. I mean, you're going to come to a new country, and then instead of coming to a country trying to at least, adapt to the laws and do things the right way, these folks are coming to the country, stealing from stores, committing crimes, harassing folks, all sorts of things that are happening. So, again, who wants people like that? And if you look at some of these people's records, I know the media tries to always spin things as, oh my God, the innocent migrant woman, or the immigrant, I mean, or the innocent migrant man, or whatever, however you like to say it. The media always spins them as, innocent people, and they're just trying to come to America to make a better way for themselves. And these folks are, coming to the country and just being outright disrespectful. I mean, I think there was even one group of folks I was looking at that were complaining about, their conditions. Well, think about this. What other country would let you just cross the border, their border, and treat you like, the Queen of England? And so, to have some of these folks complain about, oh, well, the conditions aren't as good as we thought they would be, and all this other stuff. It's, again, no other country is going to treat illegal immigrants as good as we treat illegal immigrants. Like, could you imagine crossing the border and getting into China illegally? Like, you'd probably be thrown into a work camp immediately, or some, jail somewhere. Our country will, will actually process you, bring you in, give you money, have a maybe a place where a tent you can stay in, or a hotel. Other countries don't do that. And it's a shame on America, because when you do those type of things, it makes other people and other groups think, oh, well, you know what? Yeah, I might be living in China, but I can just do what the Mexicans are doing and cross the border. I can do what the folks in, Central America are doing and just cross the border and get to America, and everything will be okay. And so, by giving all these incentives and money and stuff like that, we're actually encouraging illegal immigration. And I think what Donald Trump needs to do on day one is to close the border immediately and finish building that wall. Finish it like day one. I mean, if they have to get the army, and not even just finish the wall, maybe put the military out there. Put the military out there, and just have strict orders where if anybody crosses that border, they're immediately going to be sent back, or if you're a criminal, you're going to be put in prison for a very long time, because America can't keep on allowing everybody to come over. I mean, it's hard for Americans right now. If you look at the news, there's Americans that are losing jobs, that can't find work, and the work they do find, I mean, again, it's just like that some of that work that they could find is going to somebody else, because they see these immigrants, illegal immigrants, and say, well, you know what? We don't have to, give somebody an honest job. We can sit up and pay an illegal immigrant less than this other person. And so I don't think it's right. It's messing up our labor force. It's you have right now schools and stuff that, I mean, some of the teachers don't even understand Spanish and all these other languages. So it's just messing everything up. And I think on day one, I think Donald Trump is going to have to do, he said he's going to do mass deportation. I think that's what's going to have to happen. And I think that he's going to have to finish that border wall. I mean, I know he's done some of it, but I'm talking about not just the southern, as we always think about immigration, we always think about, Texas and those areas, but I think that Trump is going to have to even seal up our northern border in America, because we always think about the southern border, but also our northern border, because again, that's wide open almost. I saw a video with Vivek where he was, on the Canadian border, and he was just showing how easy it is to get into either country. So again, day one, Donald Trump needs to stop these open immigration policies, or stop these, oh, my bad, not open immigration, but open border policies, close up our southern and northern borders in America. And I think he's going to have to do that day one. I mean, that's going to have to be maybe something he does an executive order on, maybe put the military down there, something. But you just can't keep on allowing thousands of folks. I think it's up to millions of folks to keep on coming through our border every year. So again, that's just my take. If you have a cell phone, if you have a voice recorder, please create a podcast, speak out, let your voice be heard. And again, you'd be surprised that you might, inspire somebody else to get active in politics or just whatever. So again, please speak out, create a podcast. And then also you can find my podcast on Spotify by just typing in Mark Parham Podcast, or you can follow me on YouTube by just typing in Mark Parham on YouTube, and I should pop up. Thanks for listening. Bye.